Oh, Morena. Happy Friday. Now, firstly, apologies. I didn't have a podcast on Monday. Had a very fucking big week. I've been in hospital all week. Not me. I'm fine. Helping and supporting a family member. Oh, my God, it's been big. Firstly, if any of you are nurses or doctors, can I just shout out to how unbelievable healthcare workers are? Like, they're just amazing, aren't they? Like, dealing with the people at the pointy end. You know, like, it's like no one in hospital is in their best space, are they? So they're just dealing with fucking grumpy people. They're dealing with unhappy people. They're dealing with people in pain. They're dealing with people who feel awful. Some of the behaviour I've witnessed, unbelievable. But well, actually, it is believable because these people are kind of in a lot of pain and distress. But the staff, the nurses and things are so kind and so calm and so lovely. And they're dealing with, oh, the poos and the wheeze and the grumpiness. Like, who signs up for that? Who goes, oh, I know, I'd love to work with really grumpy people in agony and deal with poos and wheeze and vomit. That'd be fucking fun. Let's study for a long time. Oh, my God. You know, they're angels, aren't they? They are angels. And all the nurses I know kind of knew at a very early age that that's what they wanted to be and do. Must be like a calling. Shit, I haven't got it. I haven't got it. I'm a bit too practical. I'm like, right, come on, smile. Get your beliefs sorted. Like, that doesn't actually help, apparently, when you're not well. I got told that a couple of times this week. So I reckon there's a lot in this. And there's a lot in it as a caregiver. And, you know, coordination. So I've been doing a lot of thinking because, you know, I like to think. I've been sitting in the hospital thinking, do you know, there's a lot of care required. Like, there's lots of thinking about nutrition and sleep and comfort. And this is for the person caring, i.e. me, and the person in hospital, because I need to sleep and make sure I eat and make sure I'm comfortable. Because, you know, hospitals aren't known for comfort, are they? The person who is in the hospital needs to make sure they're eating. And if they don't like the food, or they're not feeling like the food, or the food's not the sort of food they're used to, then that's a problem. And they can't sleep because generally hospitals have lights on 24 hours a day. They're fucking noisy. You might have someone next to you complaining in a bed. There's all kinds of stuff going on, right? So I've been doing, so here we go. I've got a list now. I've got a list of essential things for the hospital stay. So the eye mask, very good idea, right? Eye mask and earplugs, excellent. Tri-pillow. You cannot beat a good old tri-pillow. They were quite big in the 80s. You know, they're shaped like a triangle. And I've still got one. I don't know why. Every house had one, but they're quite hard to get now. Anyway, I'm glad I've got mine because I took it up to the hossie. Makes a world of difference when you're sitting up in a bed to have a triangular pillow. Whoever designed the tri-pillow, also a genius, right? So there's so much in all of that care. And then there's all the coordination and communication. Like, there's a lot of comms because people go, oh, heard so-and-so's in hospital. And you're like, yes, yes. And then it's like, what do you tell them? When do you tell them? You've got to sort of respect the wishes of the person in hospital, you know, and their dignity and what they want people to know and what they don't want people to know. And there's so much information because you're dealing with administration, like filling in forms and asking questions and having all of your bits and all your numbers. Do you know, I've got elderly parents now and I've started a file, I highly recommend you do this, in my phone with all their details, date of birth, their medications, NHI numbers, data, all the stuff, because you get asked all that stuff all the time. I know when my kids were in hospital, when they were diabetic and when they were diagnosed, that was just constant. We were constantly being asked for NHI, and I cannot remember my own fucking phone number, so I'm not likely to remember one of 8 NHIs in my family, am I? No, don't even know my own. But anyway, you get asked a lot of questions and it's good to know these things. So I've got a notes file now on every person I love and care about and just things I need to know about them, which is turns out to be quite useful. I'm big on that notes. I love that notes app on my phone. So that's a big deal. And then on top of the administration, you've got all the incoming sort of questions from people and, you know, and some people aren't that bright, are they? No. So it's like, well, you know, you've got to manage the idiots because people, it's like people have weird requests about whether they visit or not visit, or and you're sort of stuck in between as the manager of the unwell person, in between the people out in the world that want to visit and then the person's wishes in the hospital. Oh my God. So that's a lot. there's a lot in all of that communication and stuff. And then this clarification, trying to understand what the fuck's going on when you don't have a medical background. And that's kind of all about consulting with everybody, like finding out. I'm a good yabberer, as you know. So I've been interviewing these nurses, asking questions. Oh, Max is barking. The courier's here. Max, come here, darling. So I've been dealing with I've been dealing with all of the nurses and the doctors, asking lots of questions. Why's that there? Why do we do that? How long is she on that for? What happens with that? You know, because I think that's useful. And then asking about tests and keeping track of, do we get results from that? Has that come back? Because they are so busy, man, and they're dealing with so many people. And so my job is to look after my people, you know, my person. So I think that's a big thing. So anyway, the other things I think vital when we're up in the hossie, neck pillow, good for sitting up, because that keeps your head up, you know, like the aeroplane ones, really good. Not allowed flowers anymore in hospital, so that's a bit of a shame. So a balloon, little soft toy, that's always quite cute, isn't it? Lovely hand cream. Oh, you need a good hand cream because everything, and a lip balm, all because you're as dry as a nun's nasty when you're up there. So anyway, been doing that. Lots of little snacks. Little nice snacks and aromatherapy. Always love an aromatherapy. So yeah, it's been a very hectic week. So I didn't do my podcast on Monday and I'm sorry, but I have a very good reason. So, you know, I've got to get back to the hospital. Doesn't look like this is ending soon. So, you know, look after yourself. If you are in a caregiver space, please look after yourself. I'm really good at looking after myself, which is why I'm a good caregiver, because I make sure I go to bed. I make sure I eat well. I am always planning and preparing for the next day. Like, what will we need to eat? What will I need to take? What will everyone need so that everyone is as safe and as well as possible? And there's so many people out there, you know, looking after people, running around after people. It's fucking exhausting. So just get yourself off the hook. I've let myself off the hook. Like Monday podcast, fucking not happening. Sorry, people. Because bigger fish to fry, you know, you've got to prioritize, don't you? But number one is you. Number one's you. So if you're looking after big people, small people, old people, young people, whatever you're looking after, look after yourself. That's my little message for Friday. My observation is that medical people are unbelievable. They cop a lot of shit because they're so busy and it's not their fault. It's the fucking stupid government not having enough doctors and nurses. That's another story. Yeah, not their fault. So I think if you see a nurse or a doctor, can you just smile at them and say, fuck, you're awesome? That's what I'm going to say this morning to the nurse, Bridget. Fucking awesome, Bridget. Right, you have a lovely day. Have a lovely weekend. I hope your weekend's more restful than mine's going to be. Oh, well, we can do hard things, can't we? Eh? Clever, capable, caring. Fuck, it's not easy being me. See ya. Bye.